Keep in mind, this will apply to those who elected office in the House and in the Senate after January 14. So if you're elected in a special session, special election next year, any time thereafter, this does not apply to the people that hold office today. What it would do is it would create a couple different things. So I mentioned before, it would be a 10-year cooling off period before someone would be, once they leave the House or leave the Senate, it would be 10 years before they would be allowed to file as a lobbyist. It would also require that when they do in fact file to become a lobbyist, that they would no longer be allowed to have a campaign account. So that campaign account would have to be dissolved. What's new in this committee substitute was trying to introduce the idea of greater transparency in this process. Many states place restrictions on both donors as well as campaign accounts as to whether or not they can accept or make contributions while we are in session. Now, it's not entirely certain in Missouri state law if that has not necessarily been upheld. So rather than challenge the constitutionality of an idea like that, and again, there are a dozen states that restrict contributions during session, what I'd move to do in this floor sub is just to create even more transparency. So we all are very much familiar with the fact that there is a 24-hour period whereby we as those that have campaign accounts are required to report any contribution of $5,000 or greater in a 24-hour period. So in the time that we are in session, that would be changed to $25 or more. So if you choose to, if campaign committees choose to accept donations during session, that any contribution greater than $25 would have to be reported in within 24 hours of having received that contribution. Much is suggested by many that transparency does exist today to some degree. I would suggest that making this mandatory for really just about any contribution that is received during session to be reported, I think that's a very good step, but the average person doesn't necessarily know how to get to the right website. So what I've put into this committee substitute is that on the Senate homepage, there would be a link that goes directly to the Missouri Ethics Commission's website. On the House homepage, there'd be a similar link. And then on each individual elected official's website would be that link. So the average person that wants to find out about, you know, the campaign committees and the contributions of those campaign committees, they wouldn't have to find their way to the Missouri Ethics websites in a roundabout way. They could go directly to them. So they can go right to the Senate website, right to the House website, and then the link would be there.